Hare Krishna. Still quite sick. It's a real monster of a cold. And just on my way to a management council meeting. But before I do that, here's some thoughts on control of the mind from Shukadev Goswami. And this follows Maharaj Vishwadev, who, even though he was the Supreme Lord, and obviously was the embodiment of all mystic powers, still never engaged with those mystic powers, but by his yoga maya potency thought himself to be a conditioned soul. Very interesting. Ordinary living entity. Anyhow, that chapter ends, and then King Parikshit asks the following, and then gets the following answer. King Parikshit asks Shukadev Goswami, "My dear Lord, for those who are completely pure in heart, knowledge is attained by the practice of bhakti yoga, and attachment for fruit of activity is completely burned to ashes. For such people, the power of mystic yoga automatically arises. They do not cause distress. Why then did Anabadev neglect them?" Srila Shukadev Goswami replied, that's the name for Maharaj Vishwadev, "My dear King, you have spoken correctly. However, after capturing animals, a cunning hunter does not put faith in them, for they might run away. Similarly, those who are advanced in spiritual life do not put faith in the mind. Indeed, they always remain vigilant and watch the mind's actions. All the learned scholars have given their opinion. The mind is by nature very restless, and one should not make friends with it. If we place full confidence in the mind, it may cheat us at any moment. Even Lord Shiva became agitated upon seeing the Mohini form of Lord Krishna. And Shobhari Muni also fell down from a mature stage of yogic perfection. An unchaste woman is very easily carried away by paramours, and it sometimes happens that her husband is violently killed by her paramours. If the yogi gives his mind a chance and does not restrain it, his mind will give facility to enemies like lust, anger, and greed, and they will doubtlessly kill the yogi. The mind is the root cause of lust, anger, pride, greed, lamentation, illusion, and fear. Combined, these constitute bondage to fruit of activity. What learned man would put faith in the mind?" And, of course, when we talk about bodily identification, now this is me speaking, when we talk about bodily identification includes identifying with the mind. And identifying with the mind is, in one sense, a much more subtle trap than identifying with the body. I have a thought, and immediately I think that this is law. I have to do this. Good thing is that we have intelligence, or at least we're supposed to have it. And but real intelligence is that intelligence which comes from Krishna. Didami Bhuti Jogam Tam. Krishna gives us that intelligence through his instructions, and when we receive his instructions, then we gain that knowledge by which we can discriminate between what is a correct act and what is not, and we can then analyze whether thoughts are suitable or whether the senses should be engaged according to a direction that may come from the mind. But the principle that's stated here is that even though, and Krishna in the sixth chapter says that yes, the mind may end up becoming a friend of the living entity. Here, Shukadeva Goswami says, even though he's your friend, don't trust him. Which is a different type of friend. You know, in English they have this saying, he says, I forgive you, but I can't forget. So someone can do some harm to you, and you forgive them, but you don't forget what they did. Similarly, although the mind has already, literally speaking, dragged us through hell. So, all right, we'll forgive that, but don't forget it. And as we practice Krishna consciousness, no doubt a devotee who is properly practicing develops a certain sense of control over his mind and senses. But still, Shukadeva Goswami said, just like a hunter who catches an animal, but he never gives him freedom or free rein, but rather he knows that animal can run away at any time. So he's very, very careful. And as this last verse says, the mind is the root cause of lust, anger, pride, greed, lamentation, illusion, and fear. These are the enemies of man, and combined, they are the bondage, constitute bondage to fruit of activity. So therefore, don't put faith in the mind. Even when one comes to the liberated stage, Srila Prabhupada, even going before Radhalandanishwar, pray, please don't let me fall down. So even such exalted personalities don't put faith in the mind. And they always ensure that whatever I say or do is always guided by Krishna's instruction. And that's how to train our intelligence, and that's why it's so important to have a good grasp of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and so on, and train our mind to think along the lines of Shastra, train our intelligence to make choices along the basis of the instructions of the Lord, whether they please our body, our senses, or whether they even please our mind. Well, I don't think that's what I want to do. Well, it doesn't matter. That's what Bhagavatam tells me to do. That's what Krishna tells me to do. So I'll do what Krishna tells me to do instead of what my mind tells me to do. And then I know that that's the right thing. And that's Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi Yoga Jahatiha Ubhi Duskriti Sukriti Tasmad Yoga Sayujasva Yoga Karma Shukoshalam. So this is the real art of transcendental work, this Buddhi Yoga, which is very interesting because in my readings on yoga, I've not really come across the phrase Buddhi Yoga. You hear of Hatha Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, so many types of yoga. Buddhi Yoga seems to be something that Krishna emphasizes in the Bhagavad Gita. Why? Because ultimately all yoga is dependent upon a controlled mind and a well-educated intelligence and a very strong intelligence. Manashastrindirani prakriti sthani karshati. This mind is forms the sixth sense, but above the mind, Indriyani Pranayahu, Indriyava Paramana, Manasasto Paro Buddhi, is the Buddhi, is the intelligence. So that's the thought of the day, going to be my thought. I'm heading down. This is from your Sikh Swami here, getting ready to head off to the UK on Friday. And on to India after the weekend. Hare Krishna.